the atomic bomb was supposedly, created, generated by whom? Who were the guys behind it? And the guys behind it are, if you scroll down, we want to see these guys. I mean, these are all fake imagery. It was made in a studio they had in.
Oh, here they are.
All liars.
And here are your geniuses that brought you the atomic bomb.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's Einstein, Oppenheimer, Teller, Zillard, Bohr, Niels Bohr, and very importantly, Fermi, who was Italian, but his wife was Jewish. They apparently fled from Italy because of persecution of Jews. Mm-hmm. Segre, Compton, Wigner, and Bethe. So if you scroll down a bit now, I do a little there. Seven of them are Nobel Prize recipients. Seven.
Imagine.
Of these people. Yeah. Eight of them are Jewish.
Oh.
All right.
Really top heavy with the Jewish there.
But Enrico Fermi was not Jewish. He was not Jewish, but his wife was.
But his wife was Jewish, yeah.
Yeah, and he had to flee to the United States. And you know what they tell us? That they went down in an old abandoned squash court in Chicago, and they built this thing. This is official drawing of the Chicago pile. I mean, it looks like a theater of marionettes, a marionette theater.
Mm-hmm.
It looks kind of that. So, but this is a narrative that they went down in the squash court. Enrico Fermi was leading the team, and they inserted some sticks in this block of graphite, and they had some kind of gauge that was trying to see if the atomic reaction would happen. And when it started to happen, but then they explain, I mean, in history books, they say that Enrico Fermi stopped the experiments at lunch because he was Italian. It was time for lunch. So we had almost reached the, nuclear fission or fusion or whatever, fission, but we had to have lunch. So then we went to have lunch, and then we went back in the afternoon. Oh, they finally achieved, the atomic. What is it called now?
Critical mass.
Critical mass. Yeah, and that's the narrative we have. And after only a few weeks, they had already built a bomb to test in Nevada, where it was. And amazing, what an efficient team, In only a few weeks, they were then already testing the bomb. And not many months later, they bombed Hiroshima. I mean, it's ridiculous. Oh. I mean, such an incredible discovery of a bomb that can make a whole city blow up was made in a few weeks. It was tested and then actually used in war.
Like the COVID vaccine, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. And Donald Trump said it was his